USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration is sending highly trained officers to arrest illegal aliens in cities such as Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York. Members of the U.S. Customs and Border Protection's Border Patrol Tactical Unit will be among the officers deployed to assist ICE. As far as these sanctuary cities not cooperating with ICE agents, National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd reminds everyone,
I have the right, if you commit a crime here in the United States, I have the right to take you into custody. I have the right to remove you from the United States if you do not have a legal reason to be here.
Nevada's early caucuses for the 2020 Democratic presidential candidates begin on Saturday. The new early caucus process runs through Tuesday. Party officials are vowing not to repeat the mess experienced during the Iowa caucuses, where a new voting app created a slew of problems. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
February is Black History Month, and what better way to celebrate than through the sounds of music? Opening summer 2020 in Nashville, the National Museum of African American Music will feature more than 50 musical genres created and inspired by African Americans. Museum President and CEO H. Beecher Hicks III.
We are proud to be a first-of-its-kind museum dedicated to celebrating the role African Americans play in shaping the American soundtrack. When you step inside the museum, you'll be instantly immersed into what I like to call 56,000 square feet of funk. We have 7 galleries filled with more than 1,500 artifacts from some of your favorite artists, from gospel and hip-hop to country and classical. You'll be able to trace generations of untold Black history within our walls. We are one nation under a groove, uniting all people through a shared history. And we are excited to welcome everyone to Nashville, America's Music City.
For more on the National Museum of African American Music, visit blackmusicmuseum.org.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Germany attending the Munich Security Conference. The Secretary of State says Western ideology is winning.
Well, let me give you an idea of what's real. The West is winning. Freedom and democracy are winning. And by that, I don't mean just geographical nations. The West doesn't define a space or a piece of real estate. It's any nation that adopts a model of respect for individual freedom, free enterprise, national sovereignty. They're part of this idea of the West.
The CDC says 92 children have died from the flu this season. That's the highest number at the point in the flu season in the past decade. The CDC says in all, a total of 14,000 flu deaths have been reported so far this season, with 250,000 people needing to be hospitalized. President Trump is the Grand Marshal of the Daytona 500, and now there's word the president may be taking a lap in his Cadillac limousine around the track. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
A New Hampshire man is pleading not guilty to assault charges after being arrested for slapping a 15-year-old Trump supporter outside a polling station for the state's primary earlier this week. Patrick Bradley walked up by the Trump campaign tent occupied by several supporters and allegedly slapped the boy and assaulted two adults who attempted to stop the attack. Laura Trump joins Fox News and says enough is enough.
You know what? I want to say, first of all, to that entire family, thank you for your incredible support for our president. This is disgusting, this sort of thing. And I actually think my brother-in-law, Don, reached out specifically to the family and talked to them yesterday. So they know how we feel.
Didn't the kid get slapped in the face?
That's what I hear. The reality is, you never hear about it going the other way. You never hear about Republicans or Trump supporters attacking so viciously anyone on the left.
Laura Trump continues.
You know what? This is America. We're allowed to have whatever political views we want.
We used to be able to,
but now you see this. It's really scary. And you know what? I have consistently said that I think people are going to be much more hesitant to outwardly support this president. They're going to come out and vote for him, don't mistake me, on November 3rd. But they're going to be a lot more hesitant to support him because of things like this outwardly. So wearing a MAGA hat gets you slapped in the face and assaulted.
As a teenager.
I mean, this is disgusting. What kind of country is this? If this is acceptable.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.